Blog Talk Radio. year also. I hope that this year, all of you who do not take some time out and give to others, you start doing this year. Get yourself a cause, and I would say run with it. Make your cause something you passionately, almost obsessively believe in. I refound my cause, and I know how far I want to go with it, and you will be hearing a lot about it this year. I promise that. If you don't believe in something, try that this year, if nothing else. Whether it's you learning how to believe in yourself or believe in something, a God, something. Believe and make sure what you believe in is something positive. It amazes me so much when there's so many people out there that are not knowledgeable about some of the everyday occurrences in their life. So don't say you don't have anything to teach to anyone, because we know that's not true. And there are so many pupils out there that will surprise you, who's eager to learn. They're like sponges. Let's don't get so caught up in the hype about money. Yes, we need money to survive, but money quickly disappears. But a peace of mind and knowledge is priceless, and it's something that never will be taken from you unless you voluntarily give it away. Know this. Please believe in your abilities to change someone's mind about something positive. Because a lot of people deal with so much negativity. They need someone to come in and talk to them in a positive way, in an encouraging way. The gift of persuasion will take you far. I understand, for instance, this coming year, you probably want to own your own business, or if you don't already own your own business, you want to improve on your services that you provide to the public. Study, research, and read those. Some of the keys, these are some of the keys, actions that you will have to do. The money comes with knowledge, and you know how to get the money as long as you have the knowledge to give, to get it. Well, that's what I want to use to get what I want, knowledge. Knowing what I'm talking about and the gift of persuading someone in a positive manner to make the decisions that they need to make. Okay? That's going to be helpful for them. Whatever you do, have your stuff together. Make sure you are living your dreams, and with your dreams, you are definitely living. I love that. When I was thinking about this, I was thinking, that's something I could say and to encourage people. So you will hear me say that phrase again, I promise you. Make sure you have your stuff together. My problem is, as a person who wants their own path, who wants to do their own thing, I don't have my stuff together. I can actually admit that I don't have my stuff together. It's my time to sit down, take a breather, get my stuff together, and then go out and share it with others. Excuse me. You know how it is. We always are excited about pursuing our dreams. You feel good inside, and you're really motivated. It's like you have a new love in your life, and you want to spend every waking hour on your dream. Well, what I'm trying to get at is that sometimes we lose the momentum, and we begin to fizzle out. I know I do sometimes. Well, we have to find a way to keep each other encouraged. So I say to all of you, if you have a friend that have dreams, make sure you keep them encouraged about whatever they want to do. Don't forget to encourage yourself in the meantime. Remember, life and death is in the tongue. When I say that means whatever you say that's going to be negative towards somebody can destroy somebody's dreams. What you have to do is you have to remember that life and death is in the tongue, so that you're continually, constantly encouraging someone during your day. You're encouraging someone when they're down. You're just encouraging someone just because you know then you can do it. That's what makes it good. And the more positive words and the positivity that comes out of your mouth, it makes things happen positive for other people. So keep that in mind. Everything is not for us. Some things are meant for us to give to others. Be your own personal cheerleader. First, then work your magic on others, as I said before. Shed off the dead weight. No, I'm not talking about pounds. I'm talking about people. Yeah, people and things and situations. I call them in my book stumbling blocks. I need to change that to blessing blockers because they can. People can, situations can, and things can. Now, remember, some people are miserable by themselves, and every now and then, we know they want company. Your job is to encourage them and keep moving on. Don't allow their spirit to get on you. Shake them off and move on. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I keep coughing. Because I'm so determined to get this out to you guys. I will risk my voice to do it. Now, you have to understand people want to be needed. Make a person needed. If you're doing a task and you're doing it alone, and if a person says, can I help you, don't tell them no, you don't need their help. You tell them, yeah, sure, you can help me. That makes a person feel so good. I learned about that from reading 25 Ways to Win with People by John McCall. It's a very good book, and I love it, and it's just kind of inspired me to keep moving on to the next step. Excuse me. So I leave that up to you to decide how to handle that. Just keep in mind, if they are stopping you from becoming successful, then you need to make some changes. If that person is just lurking on you, oh, I'm sorry, I missed the whole section. On the other hand, needy people can come with a price. When I say make people feel needed, that's good. Needy people are a different subject. A needy person is a person that's just sucking you dry of all your energy, all your inspiration, all everything about you. You just drain from just trying to handle them, their needs. Those type of people, you need to make some changes in your life. I can't make you say get rid of them or you do what you have to do. You know what is a burden to you and you know what's not. Everyone don't want to see you succeed, and that goes back to negative people. So those people you need to eliminate, surround yourself with positive people. I promise you, you will see the difference. If you have to change your friendship list, then so be it. Always remember, positive people will automatically attract more positive people, which I think is very important. Excuse me. When you feel that you already know that the people you hang with have no desire to change, then it's up to you to begin networking outside your circle. I find myself doing it all the time. I talk to strangers, I'm on the internet, I love communicating with people. And I promise you, people will communicate back, and you'd be surprised of the things that you can say. Like, for instance, I have a YouTube video, and it's called Making a Wig on a Shoestring Budget. And I never imagined that I would have 75,000 hits on a video. I just put it up there, and it's been moving quick. And this was like over a year ago I did it. And people are still commenting, people are still subscribing to my videos. If you get an opportunity, go on YouTube and look for how to make a wig under, I think it's on a shoestring budget, I think that's the name of it. But again, if you get an opportunity, go look. One person wrote into me, and she made a comment and said that she could never do that. And the first thing came out of my mouth, never underestimate your efforts in doing something. I thought that was a way to encourage her. Move on, just make yourself. It's not hard to do. Matter of fact, when I did the video, I was actually playing around. I never, ever thought that I could take it to the level that I did. And I'm very proud of myself. And I'm not bragging on myself. It was just something simple that I took. And I ran with it. I have other videos on there. And we did all the videos are moving up as far as people view them. So, I'm proud of myself, and if anybody doesn't know me by my YouTube videos, because I do try and keep them up to date. The last one I did, I think it was me dealing with Weeks class, because I'm on Weeks and that. I love Weeks. I wear them all the time, and that's just my hobby, and that's just me enhancing me. It doesn't work for everybody, but they work for me, and I'm going to have to do my hair, and I love it. I can have my hair any style I want, so that's what works for me. That's a little hobby of mine, and I'm going to take it to another level eventually, but that's not the priority thing for me. I was just kind of using the video as an example of how when I communicate with other people and they ask me questions and when they find out things from me, then I have people that I subscribe to on my videos that help me with different things I didn't even know. And I'm learning from them all the time. So YouTube is a great resource, and it's also a great resource to make money off of. So if you have the desire to take a simple camera, digital camera, and make a slideshow, it works the same way. I use a digital camcorder also to do my little videos with, and I love them. I mean, it's just something I love to do. Also, when you get an opportunity, there's a segment on there called Stop and Listen to Your Sirens. And these are different little small videos that I made, and they're videos of encouragement. And I have to do one for New Year's. I might be able to do one for New Year's. It depends on how my voice does. And I'll be putting up on my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel is CMBS44, which I'm going to change the name so that everybody can remember it. And it's on YouTube. It's a YouTube channel. When you get an opportunity, please feel free to go and look at my videos. Nothing special about them, just simple videos. But it's just something I thought I would be able to share with other people who have the same likes and communication and networking that I do. I love it. I love talking to people on the internet. And it really does help me out. I also said, when you feel that you already know that people you hang around with have no desire to change, they're satisfied where they are, they're content and complacent, then it's up to you to begin networking outside your circle. Like I said before, I find myself doing it all the time. If you're not an outgoing person, try it for the first time. Take it little by little. Once you've conquered that, then move on. Remember this, communication is a big tool in order for you to be successful. You truly need to be able to communicate with friends and family. Don't forget the public. If you have problems, that you can always take classes on how to communicate effectively. I promise you, they're out there. There's classes you can do on the internet. I'm telling you, I enjoy it. All the time. Yeah. I have decided that I cannot do this all by myself. And when I say that as far as my radio show goes, I'm referring to my life in general. I'm referring to my calls. I'm referring to everything about me. And I hope you realize the same thing that you can't do all by yourself. You have to have people around you who can help you. I have two friends that I've interviewed on my show already. One of them is Regina Asmore, and my other friend is Sandra Shire, the one who's a real estate agent. Me and her, we bounce ideas off each other's back all the time because we have a likeness. We have a way we can communicate with people. There's weaknesses that I have that she's strong on, and there's weaknesses she has that I'm strong on. And we bounce it off each other, and we use each other in that way. And we continue to network because she hooks me up with people that I need in my journey, and I hook her up with people that she needs in her journey. So we kind of keep, and we kind of how do you say that, enhances each other's personality as much as possible. And I really, 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 really thank God for bringing her in my life. And thank God for my friend Jake also, simply because she's the same way. We're always thinking about ways that we can do things better. And it's good to have friends like that. Those are the type of friends that I have in my life. And I love that. And it keeps me upbeat. When I think that I'm having such a bad day, I can get a call and we'll talk, and I feel better. We cry on each other's shoulders even when we're not in the same room, and it feels so good to get all of that out. And having those type of people in my life, we don't have to hang around each other. We don't have to go every waking moment, you know, being around each other, because I know some people have to have those type of friends. I don't. A good phone call is good enough for me. Like I said, I made the statement that I can't do this by myself, and I hope you see the same thing. I hope you know that you're going to need help just as much as I am. Excuse me. You might find other sources to rejuvenate and re-motivate yourself. One of the most awesome books to read is the Bible. Now, I'm not trying to push any religion on you. That is not my place. I am just saying, to be inspired, this is one of the books that I use. Every now and then, I pick up my Bible. Let me make it sound, I don't want to make it sound like I don't read my Bible. But every now and then, if something's going through my head, I will pick up my Bible and I read it. And I meditate on what I've already read. And it truly helps me out. It encourages me. It keeps me saying for me to get up. You fell. Get up. Shake it off and move on. Keep moving forward. You're going to have the slow times. You're going to have the bad times. And you're going to have some slip-ups. But keep looking forward to what you're trying to do. And look at the ultimate goal of what you're trying to do. Now, another thing is exercise. As you know, we have a habit around this time of the year, every year, to promise ourselves that we'll lose weight and exercise, right? Well, the exercise is a good thing because out of exercise, you release stress and it will make you feel better. The weight loss also is good, but it's hard because I struggle with it myself. Dieting, I hate the word diet because it sounds like I'm limited to what I can eat. I don't want to be limited to what I can eat. I know I have to, cut down on my portions. But I don't want to be limited to good food. I just can't do it. I can't do it. So I know I have to watch what I eat. Now, I say to all of you, make this year your year and truly mean it. Because I'm going to do the same. I'm not telling you anything that I'm not doing myself. I can't. It's not fair. It's not fair to you, and it's not fair to me for me to sit here and lie to you and say I'm doing all this and I'm not doing it. This is one thing I said I was going to do. From now on, I will write down what I'm doing so that I can, every week, rephrase and redo, refresh it on our shows. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to try that for 30 days because it's hard for me. So next year, next Thursday is my show. Next Thursday at 8 p.m., I will tell you the first thing that I've attempted to accomplish for the new year. That's part of my plan, okay? Now, I will make sure this year is mine, no matter what obstacles in my way. And I know there's going to be obstacles. There's going to be stumbling blocks. But it's up to me to make them go away. I have to know for myself that these are the things that I have to shake off, move out of my way, step over, and allow what I'm trying to do in my mind and in my heart and in my life to take over. It's hard, I'm telling you, it's hard because you have people, you have situations, you have things that will come and block your blessings at that time. It is up to you to be strong and know that your blessings cannot be blocked by crap, and I'm going to say it like it is, by crap, unnecessary stuff. That's why one of the reasons why I keep stressing to you guys, remove the unnecessary things, situations, and people out of your life. I'm not saying you want to use people, but you have to understand, in order for you to live the life that you want to live, in order for you to live out your dreams, to accomplish your missions and your tasks, you have to let go of the dead weight. I promise you, you'll see, you can move, you can see clear, your vision becomes clear for you when you move all these things out your way. I promise. It's like having a junky room. You know you have a bed over there and you're tired and you need to get to that bed, but dog, you can't get to that bed because guess what? You got clothes, you got shoes, you got books, you got computers, you got radio pieces, you have your iPod, you have everything all over the place, electronics, appliances, everything, all over the place, so you can't get to that bed. So what do you have to do? First of all, you have to remove all the trash out. Then you get to your clothes, you have to hang them all up. You have to put all your electronic gadgets up. You have to put everything away in its place where it belongs. And then you can get to your bed so that you can lay down and rest. That's how I'm visualizing this now as I'm saying it to you. Because that's what happens. We have to do that. We have to clear it up in order for us to know what we want and to keep on our destination and our dream and our journey that I need to get in the bed. I'm tired. I'm sleeping. I should have done all this before, but I didn't. But take the time out to clean up your mess. To put everything back in perspective, you cannot have a vision, a clear vision with a clouded mind. You can't. Those two things do not mix. And it's very much so up to you that you make that change, that you get rid of all the cloudiness, get rid of all the things that are in your life that's stopping you and stumbling you on your way to your success in anything that you do, whether it's a business, whether it's writing a book, whether it's doing hair, whatever you want to do that you know in your heart you want to do, and you don't want anybody to get in your way, I'm asking you to remove all the obstacles on your own. I'm asking you to volunteer to move all the stuff that's going to stop you from doing what you want. I promise you, it will be a big difference. And I'm saying this right now when it hasn't even happened for me. Because you know why? I have so much belief in God. I have faith in God. I have belief in myself that I can make these things happen. I'm tired, and I'm telling you this from my heart. I'm tired. I know that I am not living up to my potential as a person, as a friend. I'm not living up to my potential. And as a business person and the way that I want to lead my life, it's me. I'm my own stumbling block. It's nobody else. I can truly say I'm my own stumbling block. I have to make success out of success for me. I have to continue to move forward. I have to move and shake and get rid of the things that are in my life that are stopping me from doing what I need to do. I have to find and have my concerns in a different way, position my concerns in a way that they're going to be beneficial to me opposed to being a burden to me. I mean, those are the things that I know I have to do for myself. Now, when I think of all the stuff that comes at you or at me on an everyday basis that is not positive, I always think to myself, and I think of the children of Israel when they were constantly being protected and loved by God. I think of David and Goliath, just to name those two, that God was there for them. David took on a giant and killed the giant. So I think to myself, I can do the same. Any obstacle that comes my way, I either have to deal with it, or I need to allow it to take over. And I promise you, I don't want it to take over. So I have to deal with it the best way I know how. Now, I'm going to say this. Going to cut my show short, and I didn't say that at the beginning, and I apologize for that. This session of show is probably only going to be 30, 35 minutes to 40 minutes, simply because I'm on my way. I'm in Texas. Let me say that. I'm in Texas, and I'm doing my New Year's Eve, like I've been telling you guys, my friend Regina interviewed about a week or two ago. We usually go to Texas and hang out with her. So I'm hoping that we have a safe trip. We're having a safe trip and then everything is working itself out. And I'm going to push more of my ideas on her, and she pushes them back on me. So that's why I said I have those type of people in my life. Kind of got off the subject, because I realized that I thought I could talk for an hour. I thought I could entertain you guys for an hour. And I can't. It's bothering me, it's hurting me to talk, but I just thought I needed to do this for you guys. I think all my listeners out there. Now, I think to myself, if God protected David against Goliath and the children of Israel for the 40 years that they wandered in the desert, I know that he protects me. And I know that he's going to be there for me. And I know that if he knows I'm doing anything that's a positive approach to everything that I do in my life, then I know that he's going to protect me and be there for me. So that keeps me motivated to continue to do what I want. And you pick whatever inspires you. You know, some people think athletics, inspires them. I truly think that God inspires me to continue to do what I do. And as long as I continue to say that to myself, because sometimes I don't, as long as I keep telling myself that, I think it gets better as I go, as I hit and deal with each problem that comes in my life. I want to tell you this too. I want you to love, laugh, and live in that order. Love first, laugh, and then live through it all. In that order, love all of them, laugh with all of them, and live with all of them. I guess you're wondering what I'm saying. I'm talking about all the people that will contribute to your life. Do those three things, and I promise you, you will see a difference. I leave all of you with this. May this year, for each and every one of you, celebrate every victory and aspect of your journey. Celebrate not only the victories, but celebrate the not-so-good victories, because you know what that means? Don't forget to celebrate with others when they are victorious. And the reason why I say that is sometimes we're too busy. We don't want to help other people. We don't want to celebrate. But I try to. No matter what, I don't want to, I try to. When someone tells me, hey, I did an AM test, oh, that is great. Because I know I don't make AM the same test that they took, or I didn't pass the test, and they did. It's not for me to be saying to them, well, I wish I would have did what you did. Maybe I should have copied off you. It's not for me to say that. My thing is to say to them, congratulations. Now you can move on. What I need to say to me is you need to change what you're doing and make sure that you can be victorious in that next test that you take. So that's what I try to do. And it's hard sometimes. I'm telling you it's hard, but I try. And I try to celebrate with others. I try to keep giving people encouraging words. And that's something that you have to do. When it comes to the not-so-victory, still celebrate. Because God is allowing you to live through that, to survive it, and move on to that next level. Turn all your fears and your tears into laughter. Turn your bad times into a lesson. Learn from them. Try not to make those mistakes again. Move on. Keep moving on. And you know, that's why I had that song for the theme of my show, because I just thought it was so awesome. The idea that you keep moving on no matter what, keep moving on. It's your time to step up to the plate. Hold that bat in your hand, and anything that comes your way, knock it out the box. Knock it out the box, because that's what you're going to do. That's what power and love and laughter and everything that you have, you give it back to your life, and you keep instilling in others that same attitude when you're going out there and you're fighting everything you have. Don't let no one tell you that you're nothing. Don't let no one tell you that you can never do the things that you want to do. Don't let them be your dream breakers. Get them out of your life. I promise you. I promise you. Life would be so much better if you get rid of these people that are not worth your time. And I shouldn't have said it so hard. It's so true. Get rid of them. Break the habit of always looking back to all the things you have done. Okay? I have to do that for myself, and I'm saying this to myself as well as saying it to you. I'm saying the same exact thing. I'm saying again, break the habit of always looking back to all the things you should have done. Let's put them beside us, behind us, put them in our own trunk, leave them there, burn them in your fireplace, whatever you have to do to get with what you should have done. Those are the things that are gone, they're devoured. Let go of them. Look forward to the things that you will be doing in the future. Things that you do now to change, the things that you will be doing in your future. Now, this is what I want to say to you guys all, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, and I'm going to say, if I have never said it before, and I know I have, I am Selena McCall, okay? I want each and every one of my listeners to stay tuned. Stay tuned to my shows. Stay tuned to my success. And I promise you, I want each and every one of you guys to allow me to stay tuned to your shows, to your success, because I want to be there to say, wow, that is a great thing you did. Gosh, keep it up. I would love to do that to you guys, and I want you guys to do the same to me. I'm hoping that eventually I'm able to interact with my audience, that I can listen and talk back and forth to my audience. I love the idea of and you don't get a chance to talk to me on the phone or on the show, but eventually we will get to that point. I thank you guys again, I can't say, for allowing me to have such a great year. This year was great for me. All I can do is take the lessons I've learned from it, take the bad times, throw them away, and move forward looking for a better day. Life is always what you make of it, what you put in it, what you take out of it. Remember this. Love, laugh, live. Love, laugh, live. Love, laugh, live. Take your dreams. Live your dreams. I say this from my heart. Make sure you're living your dreams, and with your dreams, you are definitely living. Keep that in mind at all times when you're doing whatever it is that you love to do. Good night, and I'm signing off now. Have a happy and safe new year. I am truly looking forward to our prosperous year together. If you guys want to talk to me, please feel free to email me at sensible64@yahoo.com, or you can go on my webpage, SamanthaPlace.net. On there's going to be a big change on it, and I'm working on that change now. It's taking a little bit more time than I wanted to do, but I'm going to change a lot of things on there, because now I know I need to focus to it. I need to take my focus off of what I was thinking about doing and moving it toward what I need to do. Not what I want to do, but what I need to do. So again, I say thank you, my Blog Talk listeners. It's been one of my own radio show listeners, and my other radio shows that I listen to. I want to tell you guys all to have a happy new year. I love you guys, and I'll see you in the next year, 2010. Here we come, loud, ready to love, live. Let me repeat that. To love, laugh, and live. Thank you. Good night.